Hi, I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
And this is Pink Kink, the podcast where we talk about the pretty,
twisted side of kink.
Today's episode is produced by our electrifying pink kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy Jay, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Jam Today, Mr. N and Mrs. Jess, Mistress Good Girl, Lady Blooding, Primal Empress, Kaze, Clockwork Dork, Roxy, Naughty and Nice, Butte Pain, Northern Sir, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Brooklyn B., Shadow Phoenix, Serenity Deb, Robert, Ruby R., Christopher,
Kilted Sir, Sam, Fire Good and His Good Boy Grant, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, J Swizz, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, Blown Deuce, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, Lioness X, The Midnight Girl, Sinful, Mrs. and Mr. Hart, J21, Christina, Daisy If You Do, Princess Katharina and Katharina's Thrall, Harley Chick, Violet Rain, Serenity, Bell, Puppy Mike, Jedi Kitten 17, Neophyte, and Eric.
Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters will get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. Or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com. So, because we have to start the episode that way.
Of course we do. So, Dara. Yes, Rara.
No, this is about, this episode was sort of kind of inspired by Dara.
Thank you.
Because Dara got tired of listening to me bitching and ranting and raving and said, can you just like do it once and then I don't have to listen to it again for a while?
So, and yeah, that's what we're doing.
So that's what I'm doing. Basically, this entire episode, I've got the notes and it's titled Soapbox Issues.
Okay, can I just show you what I had to do this time for these notes? Because you know how I normally complain. Oh my God, your notes are so long. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah. Okay, so this is what you had.
Yeah.
That's
all
what
I have.
Was sent to me.
Yeah.
Okay. You just.
Just bullet points.
They're numbered.
Well, they're numbered because that way when you go, where are we again? I can go, oh, we're on this number.
I like it. Anytime. Okay. But I had to zoom in, and it's still only half a page.
I know. Are you so proud?
I think this is going to be one of our more interesting episodes, that's for sure.
Well, it's going to be scary, because if we have no notes, can we make it last long enough?
Have you met us?
Yeah, we're just going to see if we can keep me from just going batshit crazy.
Listen, I have ammo ready. Like actual physical ammo, I'm going to throw this at you if you can't like keep yourself under control.
Don't waste the peanut butter pretzels.
I'm gonna eat it.
Wait a minute. If you throw it at me, are we back to splashing?
Because it is food play. It's splashing with impact.
Sorry, that was mean to do to you with a mouthful of food.
Peanut butter, no less. I can't even talk now.
I'm grateful you didn't spit it at me.
It's masochist pretzels.
Yeah, but so this episode was inspired because not a day goes by that I am not perusing social media and something doesn't piss me off.
And she says this while I'm drinking to get rid of the peanut butter out of my mouth. Yeah. Oh, speaking of pissed off.
So far we've come up with 12, but I'm sure we could keep going.
Oh, there's going to be lots. And I like how I sent you a whole bunch and you like had to like squish them. Is this one right here, honorifics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sent you like sentences about that one because I was already going off.
Well, that one's going to be interesting because I'm gonna yell about honorifics too, but in a totally different way than what you said. So it'll be good.
Okay.
All right. So, Dara,
I'm ready.
Will you do me a favor?
Well, what?
Will you get my soapbox out for me, please?
Yes. Hang on. I got to go to the closet and get it.
We may need more than one. Just saying.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get a couple of them.
All right, ready?
Yes, I have soapboxes.
Number one. This is what is said. You must have DS to be a part of BDSM. This is what I have to say. Wrong!
Jesus motherfucking Christ, hang on a minute. Okay, headphones are off.
I did that.
What the fuck?
It's going to be a lot of that.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks for the warning. I love you. Okay,
and I've
thanks.
Had a lot of, this is recorded on the day after I had a lot of sleep. So I have energy for this.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
She's turning me down.
No, I'm turning me down.
Oh.
Okay.
Better?
No, that was the mic. Hang on. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You do not fucking need to be a part of DS in order to be a part of BDSM. Okay? So BDSM stands for bondage, discipline, dominant, submissive, sadomasochist.
Yep.
Thank you.
I just took them off.
I know. Nobody says that you have to have bondage to be part of BDSM. Nobody says you have to have sadomasochism to be part of BDSM. Nobody says you have to have discipline, punishments, to be a part of BDSM. So why the fuck do you have to have DS to be a part of it?
Do you have any popcorn?
I can make some.
Because I could just sit here and just eat popcorn with this. Because this is, you know, the things that people do with the gifts and like somebody's ranting and going off on a thing. Uh-huh. And then you put that Michael Jackson gif where is he just eating popcorn during the Thriller video. Right. That's what I feel like right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, the odd part, and this works out so perfectly into it, right? We all know that our account on TikTok got Thanos'd and I've had to start over.
Yes.
And it has been slow going. And it has been very frustrating because I see people make TikToks that fall into one of two categories, either duh or wrong.
That's how you feel about Reddit too.
Yeah. But I don't go onto Reddit that often. So that's important. That makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok's got cute puppy videos and cute baby videos and other stuff. So I'm on there all the time.
You have to watch them.
Yeah, I do.
I need the. It's a dopamine fix.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they get tons of views and comments and this and that. I mean, somebody the other day was like, you are so brilliant. Oh my God, that's fantastic. So I get really frustrated, right? And one of the things is that everybody uses the terms dom and sub whenever they talk about shit. Well, this morning I happened to make a post on TikTok and I used the term, I actually said, this is for dominance and tops. And this is something you should have your submissive or bottoms do. So I used both the terms, but for the first time, I actually used the term dom and sub in a post that I don't normally do.
Well, in this case, it actually was supposed to be for that.
But do you know how much more attention this particular post is getting? My numbers are up. My interactions are up because I use the fucking terms dom and sub in a post when I normally don't.
So you know what you should do next time? This is not for doms and subs. This is for tops and bottoms. And then continue and see what happens.
Yeah, no, because that'll turn off. The minute I say it's not for, they'll turn away. But it is just so fucking frustrating. I am not in a DS relationship. I have not been in a DS relationship since pre-pandemic. And guess what, folks? I'm a fucking full-time kingster.
Professional full-time kingster.
Yes, I get paid money.
Yes, you do.
I get invited to speak places.
Yes, you do.
I don't do DS. I'm still fucking valid, and I'm more valid than some people because they don't do anything.
Okay.
Sorry, not you listeners. You're all valid.
No,
I love
you guys are all wonderful.
I love you. Because you're here and you're learning and growing and you have an open mind.
What's that cup of yours say again? That new mug that you got?
Oh, hold on. I have to look up a picture. It's something along the lines that I have great tits and
correct opinions.
And correct opinions. Yeah. It says sorry for having great tits and correct opinions on everything.
Sounds right.
Yep. So yeah. But yeah, I'm so frustrated. So fucking frustrated.
Lady, this entire episode you're gonna be frustrated. You're bringing up all the old shit.
Well, not all of it's old. Some of it's new.
That's true.
Like the next, like number two is new. That's just a recent issue that's come up.
Yep.
But we'll get to that. Yeah. We're still on number one.
Okay.
But I just, this frustration of everybody thinking kink is all about DS. So anytime they talk about doms and subs. Not everything are dom and subs.
No.
There are subs that top, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I top daddy.
Yeah.
Which is super fun.
I'm a switch. Or as my friend likes to call me, I'm a dominant who likes to bottom.
Yeah. Daddy actually calls me his little mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very bossy for a little.
I think most littles are bossy.
Yeah, I know.
Let's face it.
That's also accurate.
But anyway, so that's my number one rant right there.
Okay. Just,
well, number one to start with.
Well,
I have a
that's
lot of
the
rants.
That's the one that is, I don't think it's like number one on your rantometer, but it's the one you thought of first.
It depends on the day of the week. It comes up on an almost daily basis on social media.
Okay, well, I think I know. No, your number one is not actually in here.
Oh, the no sex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we had an entire episode about it.
Oh, so you figured this one you didn't have to?
I figured this one I was trying to bring out some new stuff that frustrate me.
Okay. All right, number two.
And I have 12 on here, so I'm a very frustrated person.
Some of it's mine.
Okay.
Okay, number two.
Yeah.
You want me to say it so you can scream?
Sure.
All right, hang on a minute. Lifestyle versus kinkster.
Okay, so this one came up on social media recently where somebody actually said what makes you lifestyle versus a kinkster? And to them, if you only do it in the bedroom, you're not a lifestyle. You're not in the lifestyle. You're just a kinkster.
No. What?
That was our thought. It's like bedroom only kink is as valid as anything else. I don't know too many people who are involved in total power exchange.
We know like one.
There's always something that you are not going to allow your partner to control. And that's fine. By saying that if you only do it here, you're not in the lifestyle, you're just a kinkster, or you have to do this in order to be a kink, to be a lifestyler, you're gatekeeping. You're also putting a hierarchy. And as we have discussed before, there is no hierarchy. I am no better than somebody who only kinks in the bedroom.
I used to do that because there wasn't any place where I lived in Ohio to go to. So it was just in like wherever I could.
Right. The person who does it only in the bedroom may be an expert on that bedroom stuff. But they're not going to be an expert on the dungeon stuff because they don't go to the dungeon. Right. But that's the only difference. Not one of us is not more valid than the other. One of us is not a quote unquote better kinkster than the other. And if you want to say you're in the lifestyle, I don't care if you only go to the dungeon once every 6 months. If you want to fucking say you're in the lifestyle, then fucking say you're in the lifestyle.
Or like, again, me who spent 7 years in a place where there were no dungeons, I still considered myself in the lifestyle because I was doing it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was not as vehement as I thought it would be.
Well, because that one, I think most people will, that one was just a small group of people who had issues with that.
Okay.
So the rest, I'm saving my big frustration
You making it last a little bit longer?
I got to pace myself.
All right. So I'm having a hard time trying to figure out why you separated the next two.
Because they're different.
Two different rants?
Yeah.
Okay. So I agree with you and I will be joining you on these rants this time.
All right.
But I'm going to let you just go for it. All right. So I'm going to announce and you're going
to
go.
I mean, they technically all, if you need me to refix it so that it's all under labels. We can do that, and then...
Then you'll only have 11, though, and it's an odd number, and we can't do that.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. All right, so we're going to... There's a problem with labels, mm-hmm. right? Now, I'm going to start off with saying, I like labels. I know there's a movement on people to get rid of labels, because they think if you have a label, it boxes you in, and you don't learn to explore and grow beyond your label. I'm a Virgo. I need labels. Labels are life.
You have an entire, like... smock thing that you got that I'm supposed to put all your labels on, apparently. Yeah.
I have a label maker because I think labels are important.
I am one of those people that really don't like labels.
And to me, labels are just your starting point, right? So let's say for argument's sake, you label yourself as a dom versus a sub. That tells you, are you going left or right? So it's just a starting point, but I think it's the people who allow the label to box themselves in is where the problem is. And the idea that once you are a particular label, you don't ever get to change that. I started out as a submissive only. If I had decided to put that in cement
and keep a closed mind and never gotten past it, then the fact that I said I was a submissive and labeled myself as that would have been a problem.
So my problem with labels is they're making them a little too specific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do you need to go into that much detail about what this particular label does or does not do? Fuck that. Let them do what they want to do. There isn't, like, I've never heard of most of these.
Some of them until are recently. Newer.
Like, but why? Why is that necessary?
I don't know. And that's where the problem is. So one in particular that has come, I found mostly starting off on TikTok and sneaking its way into the lexicon, is the term pleasure dom. And the problems I have with it, problem number one, who gets to decide what pleasure is?
Okay, well, first of all, you have to explain what what it's supposed to mean.
All right, so we'll go backwards. Reroll the tape. Thank you. All right. So a pleasure dom is somebody whose main focus is getting their partner to orgasm.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So problem number one with that.
Can't they just call them an orgasm dom?
Well, the problem with that is that perpetuates the stereotype that sex is a part of BDSM.
Always.
And if you don't believe me, go back and listen to that entire episode of me ranting about.
That was the first edition. That was the first entrance of Soapbox.
It was. But not the last.
Mm. No, I've had to throw that in there a few times.
It is the fact that everybody then thinks, oh, and everyone's like, oh, I want a pleasure dom. Well, who the hell doesn't want an orgasm?
Asexual people?
Doesn't mean they don't want an orgasm. They don't necessarily want sex.
I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
Right? But orgasms, if done right, feel good. Why wouldn't you want one?
Orgasms, if done wrong, feel good as long as it's an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will be people who will tell you forced orgasms eventually hurt. You get too sensitive. It gets
that's
owie.
That's when I start going, okay.
I am multi-orgasmic, so it is not unheard of for me to hit double digits.
I did that one time.
Without even being forced, like just naturally.
I did that one time. Holy shit. That was, I think my record was 19.
Yeah, I've hit 19 before.
Yeah.
And they weren't forced.
Yeah.
They just happened.
No, I don't think this one was either. It was just a really good scene.
Yeah. But here's my next question. Who gets to define pleasure?
For example, what about the people that get pleasure from being zapped? And the people, like, some people would consider that, like, rah-rah doesn't find that pleasurable.
What about the people who get pleasure from pain?
Dara does not find that pleasurable.
No. And my favorite thing is, so my friend, Sir Doc Ram, who I adore, he says, aren't pretty much all doms pleasure doms? Because shouldn't you as the dom be bringing pleasure to your submissive?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? Is like your entire job to punish?
Well, to me, that's not a dominant. If it's all about you and you don't care about your partner's pleasure, you're just an asshole.
Exactly.
And you're not a dominant. Because again, I don't care whether you call it dom sub or, you know, A and B, whatever it is, it's a relationship. And you should each be making each other happy. And what makes each person happy is going to be different. And we don't need another term.
That's the whole thing.
Why can't you just say I'm a dom who likes to give my submissive orgasms?
Okay, wait, I'm going to get into that. As soon as we're done with the next two, like, that you have put together over here, like, that's the part that I don't like. Why can't you just be a dom?
I don't understand this great need to differentiate.
To separate the types. I don't get it.
Here's the other problem. What this does is it takes away communication because people make assumptions. And that's why if somebody said to me, I'm a pleasure dom, I would point blank say to them, what does that mean for you?
Right.
Because again, if I wanted to label myself as a pleasure dom, it doesn't mean that I'm going to give you orgasms. It means I'm going to please you in however you want to be pleased, which could be pain.
So I'm going to just throw the next two in there because I really do feel like they go with this. Yep. The whole conversation is hard dom versus soft dom. I fucking hate those terms with every fiber of my being. Here's where I'm going to start going off. Because again, pleasure could be getting hit like rah-rah. Your pleasure could be getting cut with knives. Your pleasure could be all of this hard stuff. Which I guess hard dom usually refers to what? Impact and stuff like
usually
that?
Usually they assume
that it's the sadist end of the
sadist end of it, and it is a strict dom.
Yeah, like the one that brooks no like bending of the rules and da 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 da. And then a soft dom is the daddy dom, the one that's the soft
pleasure dom,
the soft cuddly teddy bear type dom. Who I heard this one time where this girl on TikTok is like, basically fear the soft dom more than the hard dom, because the hard dom's punishment is immediate, but the soft doms will come at you when you don't even realize it. That's not hard versus soft. He's still punishing you. It's just timing. How does that make it soft? In fact, I would argue that that's psychological mind fucking added into the actual punishment, which to me would make it harder. See, this doesn't make sense.
Well, here's the other thing, right? My dominant side is an absolute sadist and super strict. So you would think that's a hard dom.
Right.
My dominant side's also a caregiver.
Right.
Which is the soft side.
Well, what's what people label as the soft side, but it doesn't have to be.
So what is it?
You're just an enigma. You are just something else altogether, aren't you? All right. So,
and you can't even say that I'm hard on the outside and squishy on the inside. I think it's the opposite. I'm squishy on the outside and hard on the inside.
But okay, so again, with me, if we're going to go that way, you're hard and squishy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck I am, because let's see, you've called me a sensual dom before, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can also be sadistic as fuck with the electro. So what am I? What? I don't like that, because there's no room for differentiation. There's no room for, like, what do I have to describe myself as? A hard, soft pleasure dom with a sensual twist? Like, mm-hmm. No.
Well, what is the connotation when you say that somebody's soft?
Easy. And just
pushover,
not...
Pushover, right?
Yeah. Then no, they're not pushovers. So I really don't like that term. And hard doms, that doesn't give them the chance to actually be anything else other than a strict disciplinarian.
Right.
And that's not fair to them.
So they can't be nurturing. They can't be loving. They can't be caring.
Right. And if they forget to punish something because they're just sick of it for a day, then what? They just lose their hard dom cred?
We have to take their hard dom card back.
Well, sucks for them. Well, like, seriously, like, what if, okay, we've used this example before. He, she, whoever comes home and has had a really, really bad day at work, and the sub is like, all right, beat me. And they're like, no, I'm too tired to beat you right now. I just can't. I'm not in the headspace. And they're like, oh, well, I thought you were a hard dom and you would just beat me all the time. Yeah, no, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
There is no need to go into that deep level of labeling yourself. Call yourself a dominant. And then these are the things that interest you. So I'm a dominant. I'm also a sadist and a caregiver. Right? But when somebody uses these terms, and you will hear them, because this is the up and coming, right? I laugh. All these people on TikTok who bitch and moan about the 50 Shades of Grey Kingsters don't even see in themselves what the hell the TikTok Kingsters are. Because if you ask me, the TikTok Kingsters are worse.
They're perpetuating things that don't even exist.
Right? At least you had enough people reading 50 Shades of Grey going, it's fiction. And it had a much more limited audience. KinkTok has a humongous audience. And you've got all these people coming on here sharing this misinformation. And all these other people going, oh, you're so smart. You know so much. I wish I had a dom like you.
Hey, Rara, how do you feel about the kinksters who have been doing kink for about 6 months and don't have any actual...
You mean the masters? Yeah, I love getting messages from 19-year-old masters. I will show you the way. Yeah, I'll show you the way out. Ridiculous. So if somebody comes to you with these fakakta terms...
Focaccia?
Fakakta.
Focaccia bread, right?
No.
Oh.
Come on. It's your Yiddish lesson time.
Yeah, okay. yes?
Fakakta.
Fakakta.
In other words, fucked up. Exactly. We like to... so we can spit on you because you're fucked up. What the hell were those sound effects? effect.
That was me trying to keep my mouth and my teeth clenched shut while also trying not to, like, I was trying really hard not to laugh, but it just kept squeaking out. So we went, sounded like a damn duck. A high one.
You okay there? You didn't hurt anything, did you?
So Rara's a speeding cat, and I'm like a duck.
You okay there? I'm worried you're going to hurt yourself if you keep doing that.
I might have popped my spleen laughing that hard.
It's a whole different set of muscles to go. And I've been practicing for a long time. Yeah, you're not at that stage
yet. I'm not there
yet,
but I can still do it.
Okay. So when somebody comes up to you with this... this Fakasta term.
Okay. I think Fakasta may be the new splashing.
Yeah, I just want to hear about people who go around now using all these Yiddish terms.
I just want to hear how people are running around going splashing or coochcumber or any of the other things that we
randomly
say.
Somebody made a comment on one of my TikToks, I think, either talking about the new episode or something, and they said they're a new listener, and they loved it.
And that was the first
episode
they heard?
Splashing all in caps with exclamation points.
Oh, they did it correctly.
End.
Yes. That's exactly how we said it. I'm telling you, we had somebody at the Munch the other day whose assignment still is to listen to this episode and record their face while doing it. Mm-hmm. I think it's, what, the first 17 minutes or so?
Yeah.
First 20 minutes. Let's just give it like that.
We gave them permission to listen out of order.
I gave them permission. Yeah. Not something I normally do. And everybody in the Munch is like, wait, what? What did she just do? Oh, my God. Because it's a really funny episode.
Yeah.
We usually tell people, wait, like if you're a new listener, you know, get through the first seven and then
this one you have permission to start. And then you can go back and listen to this. All right, can I get back to my fakakta?
Yeah, okay. Focaccia bread, yes.
Yes. If somebody comes to you with this fakakta shit that I am a hard dom versus a soft dom, you absolutely need to turn to them and say, what does that mean to you? Because you need more information. Because just the fact that they're using those terms tells you fucking nothing.
Context, people. Context. Ooh, can that be our other C?
Yeah.
So we have communication, consent, and context.
Well, yes, that's true. Because sometimes when I'm playing with some, when I'm bottoming, I will turn and look at my top and go, ouch.
Right.
Which is very different than the person who goes, ouch.
Yeah. So context. I like it. We have three C's.
Okay. The three C's. Are we ready? Are we done with the labels? Have you finished saying what you needed to say?
I kind of rolled that all into one thing. I fucking hate labels.
You're okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other labels information that you wanted to throw in there?
Well, you have one that's actually labels way down at the bottom. Should we skip or you want to circle back?
We can circle back.
Okay. Because I was going to say, going out of order is not something we
want to work for me.
I know. I understand.
I would literally move it on the notes.
I know.
If we did that.
I was waiting. I see your little pink tabby thing in here. So I was actually waiting for you to do that because you were making it sound like you wanted me to go talk more about labels.
Well, about the pleasure dom, hard dom versus
soft dom. No. I'm done with that.
Okay. All right. So ready for number five?
Yes.
All right. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some ranting?
Okay. Hang on. Do I take my headphones off?
You might want.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Go.
No aftercare is not a type of aftercare.
Yeah, that still hurt, even without my headphones. It's echoey in here.
You can put them back on now.
Are you sure?
No. But be risk aware.
Okay. I do not consent.
You put the headphones on. That's consenting.
Okay.
Right? This is, I just scream bloody murder. I have a very hard time, I guess, getting people to understand when I tell them I don't need any aftercare. And they always think what I mean is I don't need aftercare for my partner. I'm going to go off by myself on my own and have some downtime. And that's not what I mean. When I say no aftercare, I literally mean I do nothing different. We finish the scene. I thank my partner. And then I carry on as if that scene never happened. I don't need anything. There are people who their aftercare is to be left alone. They want to be by themselves. They want time to process. That would be a type of aftercare. What I do is not aftercare. And aftercare is not mandatory. I'm still going, okay?
Yep.
No problem. Aftercare is not fucking mandatory. You are not a walking red flag because you don't do aftercare. You are not a walking red flag because you don't need or want aftercare. The only thing about aftercare that is mandatory is the discussion of it during the negotiations. And I don't mean discussion in the sense like, let's negotiate aftercare. It means if I am a top who doesn't do aftercare, it is my responsibility to tell you, while we are doing our negotiations, by the way, I don't do aftercare. So if you need aftercare, you will not be getting it from me. Because guess what they have? At that point, they have three options. Option number one is, wait, cool, not a problem. I don't do aftercare either. Thank you so much. Let's go play. Option number two is, okay, not a problem. I'm here with my partner and they are happy to give me the aftercare that I need. You just made me louder.
Oh, that was you?
That's me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
I was trying to turn me down.
No, but now you turned you up. Now we are both up.
Wait, what? No. All right, how's that?
It's still a little more than it was before, and I'm still a little more than I was before.
Cripes, forget it. I'll just leave it like that.
Dude, now it's even hurting my own ears. Are you just trying to censor me?
Yes, I'm just trying to. Where's the master volume on this thing? God damn it.
Can I start back up again?
Yes.
All right. Now I forgot where I was saying. Now you ruined my rant. It was going so well.
Okay, but my ears were actually legitimately hurting.
Here, put some tissues between your ears and the...
I'm going to stick them in my ear holes.
This entire episode is called Soapbox Issues. Did you not anticipate it was going to be loud and ranty?
Not as much, I think.
Are we just meeting for the first time?
Okay, listen. You and your focaccia bread are welcome anytime, I guess. Wait, this is your house. Never mind.
Thank you. I'm so glad I'm welcome in my house. Whew, that was good. For a minute there, I thought I'd have to leave. All right.
No, I don't.
I'm still only on number two of my 3 points.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All I was trying to do was turn it down just a little bit in my ears, okay? I'm sorry.
Screwed it all up. Number two.
This is so focaccia bread.
Number two. You say to me, not a problem. I'm here with my partner. They will give me the aftercare that I want. Let's go have some fun. Or, ready? This is crazy. Option number three. Oh, wow. Yeah, aftercare is really important to me. And if you're not going to offer it, I understand. But then we shouldn't do a scene together. This isn't going to work.
What?
What? Crazy talk, I know.
Turning down a scene?
You're allowed to do that.
Oh my God, you are?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that before ever in my entire life.
I turned down a dick.
I know.
Probably because it was attached to a dick. If it hadn't been attached to a dick, I might have enjoyed the dick.
I had to actually like diagram that out in my head. I was like, a dick attached to a dick. Like, what, did they rope themselves together? Like, what are you talking about?
Do you understand now what
no,
I'm
no,
saying?
No, 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 no. I know. I followed. An asshole.
Well, yeah.
Wait, a dick attached to an asshole is...
it was also attached to an asshole.
He was a dax... dick asshole?
Right, just keep working on that.
Focaccia bread.
That could be your new safe word?
Yes.
Instead of going, okay, focaccia bread.
Just for you.
It's going to take me a minute when you say it to go, focaccia bread. Focaccia. Oh, yeah. Focaccia bread. Okay, I got it. But yeah, so this is just so hard for people to understand because they have it in their head that aftercare is mandatory. Because I think they believe that aftercare will always ensure you don't have drop.
No, it doesn't.
And that's problem number one. There is no insurance that you will not drop.
Oh my God, there is absolutely nothing. If you're going to drop, you're going to drop. Aftercare is there to make it like sometimes not as horrible.
Right. But if I'm in a scene, I'm running high. And I don't want to come down from that high. Thank you very much. And if I sit there and we cuddle and you feed me chocolate, I'm going to lose all those endorphins I just worked really hard to get. And I don't want to.
Aftercare is more like, if you need it, you should do it when you're starting to come down, not while you're in the high phase.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think it also depends on the kind of scene you're doing. If you are doing a deep psychological scene, right, and really messing with the mind, then I could really understand why aftercare would be so important. But I'm doing impact where my intention is to get those endorphins running and running high. Why would I want to mess with that?
I've had people get up off my table after a demo and I'm like, okay, you need to get yourself some water. I understand you're really high right now, but you need to drink some water. Why don't you go sit down? And they're like high as fuck. And I'm not going to ruin that. They still need water. But if they want to go run around and do another scene after that, great.
Well, and that's what I always do. When I finish with my demo topping, I always say to them, make sure you drink your water.
Mm-hmm. They should do water in between each scene, honestly.
Yeah. But I just, you can really tell that these people who are so fakakta adamant about aftercare are also people who don't typically, if at all, go to a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go into a dungeon, like Crucible, for example, there is an area for aftercare, right? And I see people hanging out there and sitting down and doing the traditional aftercare of cuddling and being happy. But the amount of people that are there versus the amount of people that are doing scenes, there's no comparison. It's a tiny percentage that are doing the aftercare area versus the very large percentage that's on the floor doing the scenes. The other thing is demo. I have never known demo tops to do aftercare.
You can't.
Ever.
You literally can't.
You have to go on to the next. And I know professionals will tell you too. You have hired them for an hour and a half. If you want aftercare, then that means that hour and a half scene is now only an hour and 15 minutes because the other 15 to 30 minutes is your aftercare.
Or you spend extra for another half hour.
Right? Or you pay for that additional half hour. But you've got a limited amount of time, so how do you want to use that time?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it is one of many soapboxes that I am constantly jumping on and arguing with people because their first response is when I say I don't need aftercare, their answer is always, well, that's a type of aftercare. No, nothing is not a type of something.
Now you're getting into math.
I know.
I don't like that.
I was told there'd be no math.
Yeah, why are you bringing that into this?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All right. You want to do number six? Because I know you can rant on that one.
I figured we'd do this one together.
Well, you can start.
Okay.
I need like a moment to drink water and recover from my last rant.
Got you. All that focaccia bread.
Yeah.
All right. Number six is CNC is not rate play.
Correct.
No focaccia bread needed. Oh my fucking God. It is not. There is so much more to it. And if you would like to know all about it and hear this rant in extra special hour-long explosions, go and listen to our CNC episode. But no, seriously, this one actually really pisses me off. Like, I have done CNC mostly where it is rate play, but that was specifically because my partner and I both agreed to that. That was what we negotiated. That's what we both wanted. That's what we both had to do. And that's what we did. 4 months, once a week, CNC rate play. That is specifically what we wanted. And let me tell you, that was hardcore negotiated for a long time before that.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is within that is the people go, oh, CNC is one of my kinks. So I'm looking for somebody to do a CNC scene with.
What CNC scene would you like? Do you want rape play? Do you want to be kidnapped? Do you want to be interrogated? Like, what are you asking for here?
Not only that, but for the most part, it should be something that you do with a partner that you have a relationship with, not a pickup play situation. You don't go to the dungeon and go, hey, nice to meet you.
Want to do a CNC scene?
Right? And by relationship with, it could be friend. Again, remember, because BDSM is not always about sex. It could just be a friend, but it's got to be somebody that you trust to read your body signs to stop when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be somebody that you trust not to go beyond your limits and boundaries. And it has to be somebody that you trust that in the heat of the moment, if you use your safe word, they can still stop.
They're not going to ignore the excuse.
Oh, I was just too into it.
Do you know how many times on Reddit on those advice things it was, we were doing a CNC scene and he ignored my safe word because it's a CNC scene. So the safe word is out the window.
It's one of the reasons I don't go on Reddit a lot, because of those kind of stupid shit.
Oh my fucking God. You have to have a safe word during CNC scene of all scenes. That is probably the most important one to have a safe word on. Because if that safe word is called, and this honestly, this goes with any scene. If that safe word is called and ignored, it is then rape. Actual rape, not pretend rape.
Amen. Preach. All the above.
Focaccia. I could not help it.
It is, I would never say that CNC is one of my kinks. Like I say, impact is one of my kinks. Just because it is just next level. And the amount of trust that you have with your partner. Now, I have seen, it happens a lot at camp, which for those who don't know, it is a week-long kink event where it literally is out in the woods. Mm-hmm. There are cabins for those who can get space in the cabins. They do a lot of kidnapping scenes. And within the kidnapping scenes, which are pre-planned and done, some of those people may be strangers to you. But the person planning it, the person who is in charge of it,
the person vetting everybody else that's involved with it,
that person is somebody you know and trust very well. Because you know and trust that if you use your safe word, they're going to make sure that that scene ends. You trust them so you know that if you end up in distress and you can't even say your safe words, they know you well enough to recognize that you're in distress and they will fucking end the scene. And you don't play around with it. I just think too many people think of CNC as this, oh, no, stop, don't do that.
No, it's actually more screamy than that.
Right?
And sounds pretty fucking genuine.
Yeah. I think that for them, it's just theirs is more of a CNC role play of let's pretend I'm...
Nah, but that's not legit.
But again, we're going back to as what we talked about in the CNC episode. It's also so much more. Rape play is just one type of CNC. CNC could also be, I tell you, you have to eat your vegetables and you can't tell me no.
But I don't want to.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. CNC is, you have to go to the gym with me and you have to do this many push-ups. Remember the CNC gym that we said we wanted?
Oh, yeah.
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 How would you get punished if you don't do that rule?
Something that I started with somebody that I know who was trying to stop cursing. I said, if you curse, you have to give me 5 push-ups. They don't like push-ups. And then they did it again. They're like, I don't fucking want to do this. And I was like, all right, fine. Now it's burpees.
Not the burpees.
Mm-hmm. Which is like push-ups plus jumping jack combined or something like that. So that's how I handled it.
Burpees are mean.
I just made it worse.
I can't do them.
And by the time this person was done, they were up to 30 burpees.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
All right, I'm also going to let you do the next one because that is totally your thing.
Well, I don't think you'd get the same
hold on.
Impact
hold
from
it.
It's
my turn to take off the headphones for you to go. On your mark, get set, go.
Electro is not sticking your finger into the light socket.
That was still way too calm. You need to do this rah-rah style.
I was holding back.
You need to do this rah-rah style. Hold on,
it's
ready?
It's too. All right, fine.
Well,
ready?
On your mark, get set, go.
Electro is not sticking your finger into the goddamn light socket.
Thank you.
Focaccia.
Much better. Bless you.
Gesundheit. No, Jesus fucking Christ. Again, how many times have I had to say this? Every single time this happens, all I can think of is that one guy from that one Discord.
She's never, ever letting this thing go.
I will be talking about this until I fucking die. This made me so mad. I mean, like, Rawr, you weren't sitting next to me, but I was goddamn shaking. I was so angry.
I know. I could feel the vibrations over at my house, and I live 40 minutes away from
you. Oh, my God. I was just beside myself. And you notice how, like, I don't know if you remember, but, like, I was really calm asking him for information. And he was like, just because, you know, the whole you catch more flies with honey than vinegar thing.
Yes, I know. That's my life. Yes.
I was trying not to be too vinegar, but like, Jesus fucking Christ. It was like I was on acid at the, like, this person said that he made a homemade, first of all, homemade electro device, and if you weren't doing it as hardcore as possible, you weren't a real kinkster. Strike one. Strike two. This electro device was goddamn paper clips.
It was not safe. And he was putting it on his penis.
He made a cock ring out of paper clips and wire with two prongs sticking out of it. And those two prongs, he said, would stick in a light socket. And I'm like thinking, good luck keeping your dick.
He didn't deserve to keep his dick, so it's okay.
It was going to fry off. It is also not sticking a car battery and, you know, with jumper cables. Don't put those on your nipples, people. Don't do that. Don't put it on your junk either.
Okay.
Ugh.
Can I say how much fun that was watching you do that?
What, like flipping out like that?
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, you're
welcome. Usually it's me who does that, not you.
I know. We had a bit of a rollover. You're welcome.
Fun.
Was that entertaining for you?
It was.
Okay, I'm so glad. Anyway, please go listen to the electro episode because I swear to God, I spent half an hour just on safety because that is that important. God damn. Remember when you said, hey, what are some of your soapbox issues? And that was the first goddamn one I came up with. I hate it. I hate it.
I was thinking of you the other day.
Aww.
When I forgot where I was exactly, but a bunch of people were talking about electro.
Oh, Jesus.
And what kind of kits to get when they started. And I'm listening to this entire discussion of how to play electro and what kits and stuff to get. And I didn't hear one fucking person talk about safety.
Oh, dear. Sweet baby Jesus. What?
Because I think there's this misconception that electro is not that dangerous.
What?
Because, you know, you're not turning it up very high.
What?
Excuse me, I need to go get some marshmallows to roast off the steam coming out of
her ear. Holy shit! Are you serious? People think that? Guys!
Well, that's the only explanation that I could think of.
Okay.
Is when you have an entire discussion about what electro... If somebody came to you and said, I'm brand new, I'm just starting out in electro, what should I get? What?
A lesson.
Would you ever not include safety as part of the discussion at some point?
No. Well, that is the biggest thing that I talk about, is safety.
That is what happened.
Because you want to know what the problem is with sticking that thing in a light socket? There was nothing in there to prevent the electricity from traveling straight up an incredibly conductive piece of metal, which is around your dick. It is going to talk about a shock. Oh my God, this is why I talk about don't use dog collars on your goddamn neck. That is not a place where you want to put electricity. Don't put electricity going across your chest because guess what? Your heart muscle is there and your entire body runs on electricity.
That was so much fun.
You can short circuit yourself.
Do it again.
You're so bad. No, Jesus.
I thought you were into emotional masochism.
Not like that. No. Okay, let me rephrase. I am, but that is death. I'm not into death. That is not my kink.
It's outside your risk profile.
That is definitely death is outside my risk profile. Yes. Oh my God. Do you know how many times I said that when I was teaching electro? That is outside my... I said it at your fucking munch the other day.
I know.
Because another person asked if I ever do like burns with that. And I was like, no, that's outside my risk profile. It's become so automatic now.
I love it.
What's a risk profile? Okay. You need to go talk to Rara right now.
But yeah, it's that was, I was just a little surprised that at no point in this entire discussion of what to get, did anybody talk at all about the safety other than start off light to see what you like?
No, because it's not just the electricity that's the problem. It's the metal. Some people are allergic to metal. Some people are allergic to ionized metal, and they don't know about that until it touches them and it's electrified.
Well, they also certainly weren't talking about metal inside your body. If you have pins inside your body.
Oh, my God.
Right? So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do you have any more you need to say about this?
No.
Because I certainly don't want to stop you if you're
just
on a roll.
Just go listen to the damn episode. I say it all there. But, people piss me off. Also, who the fuck said you don't turn it up high? You use tasers in electro play.
No. The person was saying when they were responding to what to start with. you know, what kit to get. They were saying, you know, always start it off low.
Okay, well, that's true.
Right? But that's the whole point. They were thinking that if it's on low, it doesn't do any damage.
Yes, it does. And it doesn't matter if it's on low or not, because I've had stuff on low during 6 hours of risque and I still come back with burns on my arms. Or just the one, because I always do it on the same arm.
Do you need some water?
Can you do the next one? Because I can't breathe. I'm like,
Well, I'll get us started, but I'm sure you'll have something to say about this.
I'll come in after.
And this is a funny one coming from somebody who is a hardcore sadomasochist.
Okay.
You ready for this? Kink isn't just about hardcore pain.
No, it is not.
Oh, wow. You already recovered. I see.
I was stomping my feet, too. Did you feel it?
Yes, because you kicked me.
I did?
Yes, yeah. It was accidental, but yeah. I moved my foot back.
Oh, there it is.
I had my foot out. Try it again now.
Okay, wait. No, there's your foot. It is not.
No. And I say that as somebody who's a fucking hardcore masochist. You don't have to be into pain to be into kink. And you ready for this? This is crazy. You don't have to be into hardcore pain to be a masochist.
Hi.
Masochist just means you like pain. It could be you like a little pain. It doesn't have to be you like a lot of pain.
I'm going to also point out it doesn't mean physical pain.
That's true. That's why you are an emotional masochist.
Yes.
Right? It is.
Ooh, my little came out there. That was weird.
Right. There's also people who have this idea that in any DS relationship, there has to be pain involved. No, there doesn't.
No, there does not.
Guess what? You could have an entire DS relationship that never once involves any impact. You could have an entire DS relationship that never once involves rules or punishments.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is going to make him sound kind of dumb, but like, daddy doesn't punish me unless he's...
I can tell.
Unless Rara or somebody else is over and he wants to show off that he's a dom, he doesn't punish me.
I can tell. You know, like you see those kids, you know, which ones get punished and which ones don't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think it's the millennial in you. Millennials don't get punished. You guys don't. You guys got the participation trophies.
Who gave them to us?
And it wasn't me.
Boomers.
Boomers.
Boomers caused this shit. Yes.
Yeah. Boomers still causing problems.
Yeah. I remember being the worst player on my soccer team and I still got a trophy. And you want to know what my award was for?
What?
Being the secret weapon. They had to make something
you
up.
You were so secret nobody knew?
Well, no. Actually, it was because I got hit in the face with a ball one time and I did not have a bloody nose that time. It was a miracle.
Well done.
And my mom was already getting tissues and I did not have a bloody nose. I just got back up and I dusted myself off and it was the only time I ever scored a goal.
Mazel tov.
So, secret weapon. They threatened to hit me with a crowbar before every game and blame the other team.
Wow.
I was like 9.
I see where your emotional masochism comes from.
It was crazy, but also kind of humiliating. Yeah. So I don't really know.
So don't get it in your head that, well, and I, because I've heard people almost apologize. Well, I don't like a lot of pain. Okay.
That's fine.
Dar doesn't like any.
I am bruised like a peach. I don't like it. I accidentally hit my thigh on a stadium arm once, and I had bruises for 3 weeks.
I'm jealous.
I accidentally got hit in the butt with a door jamb once, or a doorknob.
That never happened to me because my butt's not high enough to be hit by the doorknob.
I have a question.
Okay.
How did you handle England? Because they're dead center in the middle of the door and really high. Did you have to stand on your tiptoes?
No. You reach up and open things. I don't even think twice about it. Like, I've had people comment, like, how I do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, is that, like, not normal? That's just how I have to do it. And I try to get stuff off the top shelf.
Oh, man.
Like, I'll grab the tongs, the kitchen tongs.
Yeah.
And use it to grab things in the top shelf so I can reach it. Mm-hmm. I still climb up on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, Daddy Jay still calls me shorty when I can't reach something and I need him to get it down for me.
I still make people get stuff down for me. I will ask a total stranger in a store to reach something
for me.
Well,
you have to. It's that or climb the things, and you cannot do that or else the whole thing is going to fall down on top of you.
So I was in Target, and you have to understand, being the princess that I am, the only water I drink is bottled water. I cannot handle tap water. And I usually buy them in bulk. I get a lot of the bottles of water. And I couldn't reach because they were in the back of the shelf. Luckily, that particular day, I was also buying a t-shirt. So I took the hanger off the t-shirt and used that to reach and grab the handle on the bottles, on the gallons of water, and pull it. And I've had them before. And pull it toward me so I could reach it. You get very creative.
You're so cute.
You get creative in what you have to do. All right. I'll let you start with number 9. Because I think this one upsets you more than it upsets me.
Okay, yeah. The whole honorifics thing.
Number 10 upsets me, but this one I'm okay.
No. We'll get that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So honorifics is what she called it. But what I sent her was, do not call me mistress. I don't even know you. And then I came back with the next one. You are not my master. I don't even know you. Like, no, dude. Don't start with that shit. Don't start with that at all.
Here's my thoughts on that. If we are in person and you are looking me in the face, you don't get to use honorifics. You just don't. If you are a stranger on the internet, I could fucking care less.
I don't like it. It makes me really uncomfortable that somebody starts off like that. I haven't negotiated a dynamic with you. How do you know I even like being called mistress? None of that is going to be accurate.
Well, I don't like being called mistress. But if they start off and call me princess.
Well, that's part of your name.
Right, but they're using it as an honorific.
Okay. But, like, I don't want to be called princess by anybody but daddy, so that's immediately going to piss me off. Mm-hmm. And it's not an honorific, like, for dominance for me. It's my little who gets to be princess. It's Charlotte, little baby Charlotte from Princess and the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
That's my little.
I could so see that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big to-do on TikTok where a lot of dominants get upset that people in their comments call them sir or daddy.
Okay.
But here's what's really funny.
That's different though.
Here's what's really funny. The people who get more upset tend to be their partners.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's why that's different. They're on TikTok making videos telling the people watching, go drink your water. Make sure you do that right. And they're acting like they're dominant. So why the fuck are they getting upset for somebody calling them that?
My favorite is when they're, let's say their TikTok name is Daddy Schmoopy Pants. And then somebody writes, hey, Daddy, how are you? How dare you call him Daddy? I'm the only one who gets to call him Daddy. His name is fucking Daddy Schmoopy Pants.
You want us to call him Smoopy? No, I don't. Okay, but if it's like, for me, it pisses me off because it's on FET. I have not negotiated any kind of dynamic with you. Please don't start with that. But if I were doing videos on TikTok telling littles to drink their water, first of all, I don't like being called mommy. So if they started calling me mommy, I'd be like, no, please. But if I'm acting like it, that's kind of the risk that I'm going to take.
They don't recognize it. They just hear, again, you should never call somebody an honorific that's not your partner. And it's like, it's okay. Just fucking words. You know what? Strangers will call me fat. What do I care? They're fucking strangers.
Okay, well, how about this one? We refer to Daddy J as Daddy J on this podcast.
I call him Daddy J.
Right. Do you know how many people from the podcast who have never met him refer to him as Daddy J?
Right. But if they called him Daddy, that would be inappropriate. And now if they said, how's your daddy?
Yes.
That's acceptable.
But like, okay, so your former rigger, your former rope top used to refer to him as stepdaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would do daddly duties for her because she didn't have one and wanted. I said, you can borrow mine.
Look, you don't get upset when when Daddy J calls me princess.
No.
Because that's my name.
It's your name. Also, he kind of does it to you a little bit for your little middle side.
Yep.
As well, because when you're over, like, and we're eating dinner or something, like, you slip a little bit into it, and he goes, okay, princess, here you go. And, like, just like he treats me. So, like, I don't care.
It's, oh, it's that C word we've added.
Oh, yeah. Context.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I do like that.
Right?
I do like that a lot.
You're a genius.
Do I get a sticker?
You want a sticker?
I'll give myself a sticker.
Okay.
A sticker of Rara with her arms up.
I just think some stuff, I'll just let it roll off your back. Like when people send me messages with that, like mistress, that just tells me you're not somebody I want to get involved with anyway. So thank you for letting me know up front and I don't have to waste my time. I just, that's not something that I get fazed by. It tells me what I need to know about you. And it tells me I don't want to be involved with you.
Did I sit here and scream about it?
No.
Not as much as the electro sticking your finger in the socket thing.
I didn't even have to move back.
Right. I mean, it's a humongous irritation, but it's not something I'm going to sit there and scream about. I just think you need more context. You need a little more not being stupid.
Welcome to TikTok. That's what they do. They get all bent out of shape on that.
God, I know. I know.
All right. So continuing the labels.
Circling back around
to labels. Some, if you're going to use them correctly.
Yeah. That is my favorite story right now, though. Are you going to yell?
So I'm going to, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet, but well, I can't guarantee I won't stay that way.
Give me a warning, please.
I can't say I won't stay that way. So it all started on TikTok, as most of my stories do these days. And some guy who, you know, likes to think of himself as a kink educator, decided to give definitions of types of DOMs. And he listed rigor as a type of DOM. And I wrote back saying, no, a rigger is not a type of dom. A rigger is a type of top. And that created a brouhaha that I was not ha-haing about.
But it wasn't him necessarily.
No, it was his submissive, because apparently he's such a dom that he let a submissive do all the arguing. Ooh, that was nasty. Thank you. Thank you very much. And his submissive's friend. My personal favorite was when they said I was just arguing. I was just doing this to get clout. To steal his clout.
Right. Like you don't have enough of your own.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked it when she called you Kinky Karen.
Oh, I didn't see that. Was I Kinky Karen?
You were apparently Kinky Karen. It was in the comments. You didn't see that?
I didn't miss that.
And then the next response, she actually used it. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. Seeing as how you're the one that's Karening.
I am a kink. Well, isn't that often happen now these days with Karens, is they don't recognize their own Karenhood?
Yeah. Yes. Karenhood is a thing.
I'm going to make it a thing.
All right.
You know me. I like to make up words as I go along.
You do.
Right?
Yes.
Here's the thing. If you talk to most riggers, they will identify the word rigger, not as a dominant.
Barely even as a top, too.
Because rigger is their whole being. Their rigger is, you know, otherwise they're a dominant who likes rope.
Okay. Yeah.
But people who identify as a rigger, it is really important to them, rope and that life. And they don't call themselves a dom. Because here's the thing. If you are going to put all that time, energy, and effort into becoming really good at rope, you're going to need more than one person to do it to.
Yes.
So you need to do it to a couple of different people. And therefore, you're topping. It is just this idea that everything, again, goes back to that whole number one of everything having to be DS. Not everything we do in this lifestyle is a dom sub situation and doesn't require it. Same way the other new thing is that brats are submissives.
No, they're not.
First of all, have you ever met a fucking bratty dom or bratty top?
Rara has.
I am one. That's why you get a high five for a job well done. Whack.
Also, John.
Well, John and I are brat versus brat.
Which is hilarious to watch.
And you want to know, please don't tell him I say this. Please don't tell him I said this. I'm not talking to you, talking to his girlfriend.
Okay.
I let him win.
No.
Because then I get hit.
Rah, rah.
Then I get hit.
He's going to murder you.
I let him win by not fighting anymore. How's that? I let him win by not arguing with him.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Maybe. I don't know how he's going to take that, but.
I stop bratting because then he will keep beating me. If I get too bratty, he stops.
Oh, that's because of the suggestion that I gave him that one time.
Yeah.
That was funny. For those of you that don't know, John actually asked me at a munch several months ago.
And I thought she was my friend.
What he could do to really, really get Ra-Ra's goat. I mean, like, he wanted to, wow, hey.
Sorry.
We were that mad about it? Jesus. Anyway, he wanted to know what he could do to really piss Ra-Ra off during a scene. And I was like, that's easy. Be nice. I was like, get something nice and soft and rub her with it. She will hate it.
Hate it, hate it, hate it. But
you know how I knew that?
How?
Because I'm a genius.
Oh, that's true. I just find that, and I made this comment in somebody else's post, that a brat tamer is just somebody who outbrats the brat.
Yeah.
That's how you tame them. You outbrat them.
You gotta outmanipulate the brat.
Right? So brat does not equal sub. Can a submissive be a brat?
Yes.
Sure. But so can a dominant. And I think we need to stop assigning roles. Everybody gets to pick their own roles. And I will be happy to tell you what a brat does, but I am not going to assume that the brat is a submissive.
Also, listen to the brat episode because that was one of our best interviews ever.
I did love it.
It was really cute. It was really funny.
Yeah. So that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
All right. So this one will be short and sweet, to the point.
Okay.
Not everybody identifies as male or female.
Right. And that's really difficult for a lot of people to wrap their heads around. I will personally admit that has been something I have been struggling with for a while. It's very, very hard for me to continuously say the correct pronoun. I did it to somebody the other day and I felt so bad. But I did correct myself, and that was the part that they were like, okay, yes, you win, because you corrected yourself and you didn't just leave it like that.
Yeah. I also have admitted freely that I struggle with understanding it, but that is a completely separate issue from acknowledging that non-binary folks exist and are valid. And, you know, there's been a whole lot lately that have just this whole masculine energy is dominant and feminine energy is submissive.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
I don't even know what masculine versus feminine energy is.
Tendencies? I don't know.
Because it's ridiculous.
Look,
if you think about it.
I have some traditionally male-like type traits, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that I am all female. I'm 100% cis.
Okay.
But I do have some, I'll do things that are stereotypically male. Like, I don't know, topping.
I say I wouldn't even call that stereotypically male anymore because I know so many goddamn female identifying tops.
I'm just going with right? More that type of thing. I know I'm one of the only female electro tops in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, is changing. I am training up some more.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So, yeah, it's just when you talk about masculine versus feminine energy, what about non-binary? Like, where do they fall into any of this? And I know, and the use of constantly using him or her pronouns versus they pronouns. It is just invalidating to people. It is unfair and unkind. And I just think there's no place for any of that in the kink lifestyle.
Hear, hear.
All right. And our last one.
Oh, no. So sad.
Oh, I'm sure we'll come up with more. I keep watching TikTok.
Yeah, that's your problem.
I have one of many. The fantasy versus reality. It is... I'm going to give a shout out right now to another podcast because I feel we should do that. And that is the Loving BDSM podcast. They are a married couple, a daddy and a baby girl involved in a 24/7 DS relationship. One of my favorite things about them is that they talk about the reality. Like somebody woke up that morning and didn't feel well and therefore wasn't in their proper submissive headspace. Or the dominant was having back problems, so he couldn't do shit because he was in too much pain and he needed to focus on himself and couldn't focus on a submissive at the time.
Right.
They talk about it. They talk about the fact of day-to-day life of being a dominant and a submissive. And I don't think we have enough of that I see too many people, and I read, and this is what pisses me off. These are the, of course, the TikToks that get the most attention and the Instagram posts that get the most attention with the, I just want somebody who knows exactly what I want, who can look at me in the, look me in the face and just know what I want and need.
That's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works. And it's just, look, do we all want fantasy? Sure. In a perfect world, that would be awesome. But I don't know about you. I don't live in a perfect world.
Certainly not.
I can't even have a perfect day.
It's the perfect day. Nothing's standing in my way.
And if you don't know what that is from,
shame.
Shame. Ooh, well done.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. Sometimes your reality is going to impede on your ability to do anything that we do in this lifestyle. I could not play the things that I love to play in January because the reality of my health situation stopped me. It is, I've been in DS Dynamics where sometimes we just couldn't do it because of what was happening, you know, right? You've got kids. Kids are sometimes going to, nobody blocks kink better than kids.
I was going to say, kids are just,
right? Or your job. My Dom wants me to do something. I can't. I got to work.
Or I can't. I'm at work.
Right.
I've actually had to go through that with somebody. Like, no, I'm not going to be masturbating right now. I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, just go to the bathroom. I literally can't.
Yeah. Not every job enables you to go to the bathroom whenever you want to. I've had those jobs.
Yeah. No, I'm in meetings like all day long that I can't necessarily leave.
Mm-hmm. It is important to remember, keep the fantasy in mind so you can role play and you can have fun. But also understand the reality of it and just accept the reality. It doesn't mean it's bad. Realness can be good, folks. I think that's it. I know. I kind of started off high and worked my way down, but it's also our last episode of recording and I'm
tired.
Out of energy and I'm hungry.
All right. Well, we can stop it there, but like I just, yeah, we were coming in hot for a little bit there. I think we need to chill.
I didn't pace myself very
no,
well.
No, you didn't. And I certainly didn't. The second you threw the electro one at me, I was like off.
I enjoyed that immensely watching
I'm
you.
I'm so
because
happy.
It's usually me. So it was a nice change of pace.
I did go off that one time in the Littles episode.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that was like the first time I ever like completely lost my shit on an episode.
Oh, can I say something totally unrelated to any of this?
What?
For those people who might not have noticed on social media.
Yeah.
We've been heard in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I mentioned that in an episode yet.
No, you've mentioned it in a patron episode.
In a patron episode. Which, by the way, if you want to join our Patreon, patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. Lots of fun stuff for you folks.
Like anyway. Listening to how many times we've hit Antarctica, which is now
twice. All right, that's it. That's all I want to say. We can stop that. That's a really high note.
Yay! Bye!
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you have a question you would like answered or just have a story about the lifestyle you want to share, you can send us a voicemail and maybe it'll be featured in an episode. Just go to pinkkinkpodcast.com to contact us.
Follow us on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, and FetLife, we are Pink Kink Podcast. And on TikTok, we are Pink Kink Podcast 2.0. Join our Facebook group, Pink Kink Podcast, and hang out with other pink kinksters.
If you love what we do and are able to help support us, we are on Patreon. Just look for us on patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can also help support our affiliates, which benefits small businesses and Pink Kink.
Even if you can't show your support financially, there are other ways you can help. You can spread the word about our kinky podcast and tell your friends about us. You can also rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. The 5-star reviews really help.
Don't forget to subscribe to Pink Kink so you don't miss a minute of the fun. New episodes come out every Friday.
Until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.